airlines have been tracking all the different brackets and knowing exactly when to raise prices. They typically lop off the lower three or four cheapest prices. So you need to buy your ticket as quickly as possible. Now, if you can get a connecting flight, which you probably are going to have to get a connecting flight anyway, from Salt Lake's probably only one airline that has nonstops. That's one way to mitigate some of the issue there. And the key there is to get a cheap hotel. The hotels don't tend to track it quite as much as the airlines do.
Why do airline ticket prices vary so radically?
Well, part of it is because airlines treat two different classes of people. That if you're buying inside of 7 or 14 days, depending on what the route is, you're considered a business traveler and your boss is paying for your ticket, so we can charge you three times more. And if you're buying outside of that, you're considered a leisure traveler and just filling up the back of the plane just so I can fill up the seats. Therefore, I have to discount a little bit. So that's the big disparity. Every day, we see at least several million airfare changes each day. And every time you make a search, in theory, they could change the number of seats on a given flight. So that makes it all sort of crazy and jumbled. While most people see prices wildly go up and down day to day, hour to hour.
I want to ask you about something else, and that's the controversial new TSA policy that a lot of people seem to be pretty upset about, and that's that they have eventually plan to allow small pocket knives on planes again. What are the ramifications for travelers? What do you think about this?
Well, I think a couple different things. I think flight attendants are upset, and I think most people in general around security, pilots, even airlines who weren't even told about this beforehand, are upset because they just weren't told. But anytime you remove security at all, it seems, I mean, after 10 years of not being able to do it, is it really going to make that big of a difference? I'll give you an anecdotal story. My grandfather had his pocket knife confiscated, and he flies less. So it may actually help the airlines, even though they say they don't like this issue right now, because some people just fly less because of the hassles of security. And a lot of people do, at least in the older generation, carry pocket knives, and this is an issue for them.
Any hot deals from Seattle right now before we let you go?
Yeah, right now, if you want to go to the best place to go sort of in Florida is Orlando right now. You can get there for $260. If you want to get someplace nice for under $270, you've got Phoenix right now and Las Vegas for under $270. And, of course, you can always get on the West Coast under $200. And New York actually is running about $320 right now. So those are your best bets at the moment.